on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
All right, back in studio, and I don't want to say a problem. I told you Nate Heitzig would be here, and here he is. Nate, thanks for popping in.
Thanks for having me, Steve. It's a joy.
So I told people in an earlier segment, you know, if they're on campus today, this is pregame.
Yeah, it sure is. We're in full setup mode, full go mode.
And it's actually great to see all the volunteers and staff, and just to look forward to what we can, you know, this campus tomorrow is, I mean, there's only a couple times a year that it's this packed.
That's right, yeah, all weekend long.
And now tomorrow starts at 8 a.m. actually. We had Vitalin on in our first segment, and folks can go to klyt.fm and click on the banner, the Vitalin banner. It's real easy. Just click on the banner. It takes you right to where you need to sign up to give blood. So,
yeah, I love that. You know, our vision for that's always been blood saves lives.
Yeah.
And Good Friday is completely centered around that message. It's the blood of Jesus Christ that saves our life. And yet we have a really practical opportunity to actually save someone's life by giving our blood. It's such a simple thing to do. You know, people who are scared of needles, they make it so easy. They do a good job. They're experts at what they do.
The phlebotomists, I was saying in the earlier segment, every time I've gone to the trucks, you know, stellar staff. They make you comfortable. It's good stuff.
They always like, I always have nurses who always like to give me IVs and take my blood because they say I have such good veins. Yeah. I have exposed veins.
I don't. I need to load up on water. But you do that. Someone like me, it's even hard to find.
Yeah.
It's easy if you just load up on the water.
Yeah, so that's great. That's from 8 to 3 p.m. So you can come, you know, before one of our services, after the 12 o'clock service, and give blood.
And Drew from Vitalin, actually, I don't know if you remember this. He was talking about T-shirts that were made a few years back, and there was a cross with a crown of thorns on it, and it said, a blood donor saved my life.
Wow.
Love it.
That's cool. Vitalin made those?
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. I love that.
I think went along with one of the years we were doing stuff here, which we've been doing this for years and years. But that's just part of it. Then we get to noon, which, by the way, people will be showing up long before noon. Nate, are we telling people anything specific about... I mean, there's a parking lot here, but it gets filled.
I guess it just depends on how much of a gambler you are.
Yeah.
you know, if you want to try to show up right then and there, you know, God be with you, finding a parking spot.
Carpooling is a great idea.
Yeah. Carpooling, Uber, those kind of things are super helpful. We'll have lunch here on campus. Our UK missions team is going to be selling lunches for people to be able to get some food if they're taking their lunch break.
When do they start that?
I think 11 o'clock is what time they're going to be selling food at.
Okay.
So you can show up an hour early, get a spot, listen to the sound check, give some blood, get some food after you give some blood to get that glucose back in your system.
Right.
And then join us for one of our services. Our theme this year, it's just so central to the gospel for Good Friday and Easter, is the cross equals love. And Easter and Good Friday are the greatest demonstration of Christ's love towards us. You know, the central theme of the entire gospel narrative is the love that Jesus Christ has for humanity. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. And this message is central to everything we believe in. Without Good Friday, without Easter, our faith is in vain. There's nothing for us to grab onto. There's no way for us to get to heaven. But it's because of the love that God has for us. And that's what that cross represents. The cross represents love. Cross equals love. And so we're going to be sharing that message at Good Friday, carrying all the way into Easter. And again, you have the 12 o'clock opportunity to come to that service outside in the amphitheater. Should be a nice day. Apparently the wind is supposed to die down. It's a little windy right now, but apparently tomorrow it's supposed to be just beautiful.
Which, bringing that up, I've been asking listeners on the air to specifically pray for the weather for this week, because like 5 days ago, I looked at Sunday, and actually it had the rain that we're expecting now Saturday was on Sunday. It's moved. So keep your prayers
going. Don't even talk about it. Don't even talk about the rain.
Well, listen, it's going to be cool, But dress in layers, bring something to sit on at the stadium. We'll get to the stadium.
Yeah, it's supposed to be right now. It looked like on Sunday the high is 70 degrees, so it should be a beautiful Easter sunrise service.
Yeah.
Should be great. So yeah, we have the 12 o'clock service, and then we also have a 6:30 p.m. service that you can come check out.
That'll
inside
be in
the auditorium. Same service, same message, same worship songs. The difference is we'll be doing a public big altar call at the 6:30 p.m. service. We encourage people to bring your unsaved friends with you to that 6:30 p.m. service. Again, we're going to be talking all about the fact that the cross equals love. This is a gospel message. And when an unbelieving world hears that message about the love that Jesus had for them, it's compelling to an unbelieving world. So bring your unsaved friends to that 6:30 p.m. service.
You know, some might say, are you going to do an altar call on Good Friday? Are you still in the thunder from all the people coming down out of the stand Sunday? Well, listen, he may not tarry till Sunday. So now's the time.
Yeah. And also, you know, we always do an altar call at the Easter sunrise service, and we pray that people will bring their friends. But, you know, if it's hard to convince a friend to come to church with you on a typical Sunday, I think it might even be harder to convince an unsaved person to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and go out in the cold and go to a church.
There's coffee and donuts and
We really say Easter Sunday, Easter sunrise, it is an event for Christians. It's the Super Bowl of Christianity. Yeah. It's like, you know, you only go to the Super Bowl, the Eagles, if you're an Eagles fan. You don't go if you're a Chiefs fan. So, I mean, we think, you know, it's the Super Bowl. This is when the fans of Jesus come out to celebrate his resurrection.
Which you and I are both a fan of.
We are both a fan. So we have that in common. What divides us is less important than what unites us, Steve.
I love that. Well, it's going to be quite a day tomorrow. And if you want information about any of the Passion Week details that we were covering, go to EasterABQ.com. Really,
that'll cover Easter. It won't cover Good Friday, I don't think. I was just looking at the website.
You go to CalvaryNM.church, and you'll get the Good Friday information. Now, as far as sunrise service and the other services on Easter, on that website at EasterABQ.com, I want to make sure people know, because a lot of people, they have different questions. And I already mentioned in an earlier segment, like they're encouraging you, don't bring backpacks. Bags will be searched going into the stadium Sunday morning. But there's other questions, too. Where do I park? Whatever. Those questions are answered on that. There's an FAQ on that website.
EasterABQ.com.
Yeah. There's a lot
free parking. You don't have to pay for parking, so you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Gates open at 6:30 a.m. The event will start at 7:30 a.m. Again, we have coffee. We have donuts available for sale. So make sure you come early, get a good parking spot, get a good seat that is in the sunshine when the sun comes up.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we're going to have some great pre-show, some fun stuff going on before the service. And Easter Sunrise is just such a fun service to be a part of. If you've never been to one of the Easter Sunrise services, there's nothing like gathering with 20,000 people in UNM Stadium as the sun comes up, feeling its warmth on you, and singing praises to the resurrected, risen King, Jesus Christ. It's there's nothing like it.
Now,
it's an event you don't want to miss.
Nate, you are usually on stage, so this is something that I know you're aware of, but it may not come to front of mind. If you're going to be in the bleachers, sunglasses, sunscreen, even if it's cool, that sun will get you. And we are anticipating a clear morning. The sun will be coming up over the horizon. Have sunglasses. The other thing is, even on the best mornings for Easter sunrise, it's always nice to have a blanket to fold up and sit on those bleachers.
It sure is.
They get
and it's so fun in advance. You know, usually once the sun comes up, people shed the blankets because it gets warm enough. But when people are sitting out there at 6:30 and it's still dark, everyone will be bundled up in their blankets.
Yeah.
And, you know, think Balloon Fiesta, same kind of a vibe.
Coffee and donuts there too.
Exactly.
But this coffee and donuts goes towards a good cause.
It sure does. It's going to our UK missions team. All the money collected from that is going to support them. So
so
definitely pick some up.
On stage, some special things happening.
Yeah, we have guest worship leader joining us, Mac Brock, if that name is not familiar to you. He is formerly of Elevation Worship. He wrote some of those great songs like Do It Again. I've seen you move. You move the mountains.
Yeah.
And I believe.
I know that one.
I'll see you do it again. So he did that song. He wrote that song. The resurrected king is resurrecting me. In your name I come alive. So, I mean, great, great worship leader. He's going to be leading with Calvary MSC. So phenomenal music. This is exciting for those of you who are listening. This is a little sneak preview. Easter Sunrise is the first place you're going to get an opportunity to hear all about Freedom Celebration 2025. We're going to be announcing the guest artists we have, the location, the date, the time, all the fun festivities that we're going to have be a part of that. So you're going to get a sneak peek of that at Easter Sunrise Service. So you don't want to miss that either.
Okay, now Sunrise Service, someone doesn't make it. First of all, over the years, there's times where I'm like, I'm not going to mention that we're going to air it live because we want people at the stadium. And I'm still going to say that. However, there are some shut-ins or what have you. If you're not able to be down at the stadium, join us. We're going to be doing coverage. I'll be in studio here, but we'll bring you all the audio live from the stage.
It'll also be live online too. So if you want to see it, not just hear it, it'll also be live online.
Yeah. If you can get to the stadium, do that.
Yeah.
You can on social media, you can let your friends know that live elsewhere, they don't want to miss Mac Brock.
That's right.
Calvary MSC, message from Skip Heitzig. The joy, you know what? If I'm not a crying guy that much, Nate, but I tell you what, man, altar calls, they get me.
They're so good.
Yeah. And that's going to be, God willing, happening Friday and Sunday this weekend.
And make sure to keep yourself tuned into 88.3 on your way into Sunrise Service, because I know we're going to be broadcasting live even in advance of the service, talking about what's going on. So make sure when you get your family loaded up in the car, make sure to stay tuned to 88.3 and keep up to date. We'll be talking about the Sunrise Service as you make your way over here.
Yeah, and what time are you guys getting some of that stuff underway, announcements from the stage?
It's a good question, Steve.
Okay, we'll get that, but you be tuned in the morning, and we're going to, Sunday morning, we'll have that coverage for you. Now, I want to go past Sunrise Service, because not only can people tune in if they can't make it, but there's opportunity at the various Calvary campuses.
Yeah, we have here at Osuna 9:30 and 11:30. We'll be having two additional services. There will be services at our other campuses. I don't know the times off the top of my head, but of course at Santa Fe and our West Side location, we'll have services there as well. And then after the 11:30 service, we'll be having at 1:15 here in our park a giant Easter egg hunt. We have 10,000 Easter eggs filled with candy and toys for kids to come have an epic Easter egg hunt. So make sure to, even if you come to the Sunrise Service or come to the 9:30 service, make sure to come back at 1:15 for that Easter egg hunt.
Did you get a sneak peek at the candy?
I did not.
Okay. My favorite over the years was the malt balls. I'm a malt ball guy.
That's funny.
Yeah.
And then, you know, something, it's Passion Week. And so we also have going on right now. I encourage people to come check it out today, tomorrow. Come check it out on Sunday, or Monday is the last day it's going to be here. We have the Man of the Shroud exhibit here at Calvary Osuna campus, and it's from 8:00 till 4:00. On Sundays, it closes at 1:00. But this is, the actual Shroud of Turin. It's a very studied object. It's the most studied archaeological object in history, as far as studied scientifically by scientists, by archaeologists. And a lot of people have questions about it. Is the Shroud of Turin real? Is it a hoax? Is it, you know, an art piece? What is it? And the actual Shroud of Turin itself is underground at the Vatican. People can't see it. It's been there since the 80s. But we have a museum quality replica of the Shroud of Turin, along with a phenomenal exhibit that studies the historical and the scientific facts and evidence of the Shroud. And we leave it up to you to walk away and determine what you think the Shroud is. Do you think it's real? Do you think it's authentic? Or do you think it's a hoax or fake? But even better than that, you get a really good understanding of what Jesus Christ went through the crucifixion and the scourging on our behalf. And it does a beautiful job depicting that. It's a great experience. We encourage people to come check it out.
And like you said, it's museum level quality. And it's free to attend. I've been walking through the lobby throughout the week, and there's a steady stream.
Always people in there. We're having a few hundred people each day come check it out.
Yeah. And you'll find the details about the man in the shroud at calvarynm.church. The other thing I've been encouraging listeners to do, if they missed Jeremiah Johnston last weekend, the message he gave was, who is the man of the shroud? You can go and watch that maybe even before you come down.
Yeah.
You'll find that message on the website at calvarynm.church. Don't want to cut short, Nate. Anything else you want to make sure to share?
Man, I think we hit it. We hit all the big details. You know, just I encourage you, get your heart ready for it. Start listening, you know, make a little playlist of some of the Mack Brock songs, Elevation songs. Start reading, you know, we all know that the biblical narrative account in all four Gospels, the crucifixion leading all the way through the resurrection. I encourage people, with your family, spend some time really reflecting on that before you come to the service. It's going to make the actual experience of the service so much better when you've pre-prepared in advance and you have your heart set on things above.
I'm going to do a little tease for your Freedom Celebration announcement. I'm not going to give it away, so don't worry. But one of the guests that are going to be at Freedom Celebration has been a friend to this ministry, whether it's a male, female, or group.
For a long time.
Well, since the beginning of, of the music ministry that they have been a part of. So looking forward to catching up with old friends at Freedom Celebration and old friends at the stadium. It's always, you know, you go out, there's so many different services and places people go throughout the year, and getting out to the stadium, it's just like a family reunion.
Yep, so good.
So we'll, I was going to say I'll see you out there, but I'll hear you out there.
Sounds good. I love it.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
We're going to be back with more after this on ABQ Connect.